Welcome to today's sermon. I'm Mike Adams with Abundance.Church. And in this sermon, we're not going to proceed with any more scripture. Instead, we're going to try to process and absorb the sermons that I've recently published, which, of course, some people are going to find rather shocking, a little bit disturbing. And just as an overview, we're covering the book of Revelation, the seven trumpets and the seven bowls, which are clearly, clear as day, these are seven cosmic impacts with Earth that destroy human civilization and essentially level the planet and ultimately kill off all human beings. And some people have difficulty with that, understandably, because they've been going to these fake churches their whole life that have said that Jesus loves you unconditionally and that God will save you. Well, actually, it is conditional, and it's very clear that it's conditional throughout the Bible. Yes, God loves you, Jesus loves you by default, but if you don't love God back, God kills you. Now, if you don't know that, you haven't read the Bible, because there are examples galore throughout the Bible. It's very clear. If you praise God for his gifts of life and consciousness and you know, Mother Nature and water and, you know, earth, the foods, the herbs, all the things we talk about. Yes, if you give God credit and if you lead a life in the way that God prescribes it, a life that is moral, you know, avoiding all the sins that are mentioned time and time again throughout the Bible, then yes, God loves you and Jesus loves you, but you got to love Jesus back. And as a whole, humanity is not doing that. Now, we'll set aside the question for the moment, can humanity change course? Because I believe humanity can. Yes, humanity can change course. But the bigger issue is that this is all just a test anyway. And this isn't the full extent of reality. This 3D world, this is a simulation created by God as a test for your soul. The real world is the one after this world. The spiritual reality, that's what you're being tested for, and that's what you're building up in terms of your behavior and being in God's good graces. And it's sometimes difficult for people to hear that God kills those who disobey. But again, it happened again and again. He would burn Israelites alive in giant fireballs when they disobeyed him. He would just obliterate people who were unclean who tried to enter the tabernacle. I mean, there are numerous examples of this. God destroyed cities. God destroyed people. God destroyed ancient civilizations because they turned against him and they became wicked. So if you believe the word of God, then you already know the answer, that yes, God wipes out civilizations that turn against him. That is not debated. I mean, anybody who would even attempt to debate that has not read the Bible, period. End of discussion. So we know God unleashes his wrath when civilizations turn against him and his teachings. Now, I beg you, look around society today. What do you see? Oh yeah, there are good people in society. There are a few good churches. But overall, the institutions of modern society have been overrun by Satanists, dominated by evil. You see it in the corporate media. You see it in the fake mega churches. You see it in Hollywood and the music industry. Pure demonism, the wild orgy sex parties caught on video for blackmail. You know, if you read the headlines of what's going on, you know. And the mass celebration of abortion and post-birth abortion. They're murdering babies after they're born, and they call that women's reproductive health. That is pure evil. That is biblical level evil. And the examples go on and on and on. The biological weapons development, the fake pandemics, the depopulation vaccine jabs, the mass poisoning of the food supply with pesticides and herbicides. You know, it just goes on and on. So there's no question that our modern society is incredibly evil. And you can argue about the degree of evil. Is it more evil than Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, probably so. I mean, it's, you've got transgender pedophiles advocating the mutilation of children and doctors and hospitals mutilating those children for profit. Yeah, that happens today. That's going on. The medical system has turned evil. Mainstream science has turned evil. You got the climate cultists trying to suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere to kill the entire planet, to kill off plants, to kill forests and crops by ending photosynthesis. And they're blocking the sun. They're literally trying to block the sun, the source of all life on Earth. and they're bragging about it. They're saying, oh, it'll prevent global warming. Meanwhile, Earth's temperature is near the lowest it's ever been in nearly 500 million years. And that's according to a chart published by the Washington Post, no less. So yeah, Earth is evil. Human civilization, by and large, has become incredibly evil, with some exceptions. You know, there are good people mixed in with the evil, but evil dominates Earth. Now, this isn't new. It's just the severity of it has reached a new level of insane. And God is watching this entire time. And here's the way I look at this. God created the entire universe, all of it, which means he created all the galaxies. And there are billions of galaxies, and he created all the stars and planets that are in each galaxy. And in each galaxy, there are billions of stars. So there are billions of stars across the cosmos, which means that we are not alone. Earth is not the only planet with life on it, not even close. God put life on many different planets, across many different star systems, across many different galaxies, because God wanted to test the soul. He wanted to see, hey, can we put a species, can we create mankind on a planet and then download moral behavior guidelines to them and download knowledge about agriculture and teach them how to grow crops and teach them how to be civilized and give them free will. And if I do this, God might be saying to himself, if I do this, will this species learn to love me in return? Will they value what I have given them? Will they give thanks and blessings for these amazing gifts? And I think the underlying question here is, perhaps from God's point of view, can I create a species of conscious beings and give them free will and teach them to be good? Is that possible? In the entire cosmos, is that possible? Is there a planet where a species might learn, you know, to be good, to be non-destructive? And that experiment has probably been performed billions upon billions of times across the entire cosmos. And Earth is one such experiment. And, you know, God spoke through Moses and God gave us Jesus. And these are the ambassadors of God to try to teach Earth beings how to be moral, how to be good people. And no doubt on other planets and other civilizations around other star systems, they have their own version of Moses that came to them and told them, oh, here's the Ten Commandments, you know, and they have their own version of Jesus that came to them. I mean, it's all the same God here, folks. And perhaps this experiment worked on other planets. There might be other civilizations in the cosmos where the beings are good, where they don't build endless nuclear weapons and commit war and lies and deception, where they don't murder their own babies. Possibly such a world exists, but it's not our world. And if God is running these experiments all across the universe, I mean, why else create the universe and then create consciousness and create the flow of time where actions have effects, i.e. cause and effect? Why create the testing ground if you don't want to use it for testing? All right, this is a giant sandbox for God. The cosmos is his sandbox, right? And we are in the sandbox. And he's watching us to see what we do. So on some planets, maybe they are a species that succeeds and they love God in return, and they embrace their creator, and they become peaceful and abundant and joyous, you know, on planet X or whatever. I mean, but on our planet, that is not what has happened. Our planet has become consumed by Satan. The people have become widely satanic, ruled by selfishness and greed, material wealth, mostly rejecting God, and murdering their own babies, and all these other things that we talked about. So, if you were God and you were running a billion experiments across the cosmos, and you would let these experiments play out for some period of time, and you would judge them and see, you know, who's good and who's bad, if one of your experiments shows that the people are really, really bad, wouldn't you pull the plug on that experiment at some point? Like, well, that didn't work out. Well, it's like this. Suppose you're a dog breeder, and, you know, dogs are living and they're conscious, and suppose you had a new litter of dogs, and you had like 7 or 8 dogs, and like, suppose 7 of them are really great dogs, but you've got this one dog that's just crazy, rabid, insane, and starts attacking and biting all the other dogs and then causing severe injury. What do you do with that 8th dog? The dog that has turned evil, that is destroying everything and compromising the health and the safety of the other dogs. What do you do with that 8th dog? Those of you who have ever raised animals, I think you know the answer to that. I don't even have to say it. You know what you do with that 8th dog. If it's crazy, if it's, you know, rabid. Well, what does God do with civilizations that are the rabid dogs? What does God do with civilizations that turn against him and embrace Satanism and evil and become destructive? What do you suppose God does? He pulls the plug. Now, how does God pull the plug? Space rocks. It's the simplest method. It's easy because God controls gravity. And there are a lot of space rocks floating around out there with very high relative velocities. So space rocks are planet killers. Space rocks are basically the reset button for any planet. And if you could control space rocks, you could destroy any planet you wished, frankly. Well, God controls gravity, so he can nudge space rocks into a trajectory to intercept Earth. And what causes God to make those decisions about whether to spare Earth or whether to allow Earth to be hit? Well, he's watching human civilization and watching whether they turn evil or become good. That's what he's doing. Just like he judged the kingdom of Judea and the city of Jerusalem, just like he judged the inhabitants of Babylon. I mean, you go into the Old Testament and you look, what did he do to the Pharaoh in Egypt? And how did he even judge his own people, the Israelites, as they were complaining? Well, he burned them alive. He burned them alive. He dropped giant space rocks on their cities when they turned evil. He's already done this. This isn't a theory. This is history. This is something that God has already demonstrated that he will do when your civilization turns evil. So this isn't a what-if theory. This is written in the Bible. And it's unambiguous. It is crystal clear what happens when your civilization turns against God. So, of course, this is the way God deals with civilizations that turn evil. Now, God can drop, like, small space rocks and destroy a city. Or he can drop large space rocks, mountains, flaming mountains, which is mentioned specifically in the book of Revelation. He can drop those on a planet and end the planet. Again, this is not in question. The descriptions are crystal clear. It's just a lot of human beings who have gone to traditional churches, which in many cases have given them a lot of bad information, they've never been taught the book of Revelation. They've never been told the truth about the cosmic impacts. And as a result, they have this default false belief that God loves us no matter what, no matter how evil we are. And that is not true. God's love, although given at first by default, is conditional. God's love is conditional. You have to acknowledge God. You have to embrace God. You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to repent. Once you repent, then God's love is unconditional. You could have been a very bad person. As long as you repent and ask God for forgiveness and praise God for his gifts, he will forgive you. So his forgiveness is available to everyone, but his love is conditional. And the churches out there that are claiming that God loves the pedophiles too, you know, no, he doesn't. God will destroy the pedophiles. God does not love the pedophiles. God does not love the child mutilators. You know, these churches that are LGBT churches that are claiming God loves everybody no matter what, they're the synagogues of Satan. They're teaching Satanism. No, God does not love evil people. God exterminates evil people. God loves good people. And Earth is a test to find out whether our civilization of human beings is going to go in the direction of God or Satan. That's the question. Right now, the answer is very clear. It's gone in the direction of Satan. Can we change course? Possibly. I mean, theoretically, if enough of us teach the word of God, and if something really changes in the hearts of men all across the world, maybe something could happen and humankind could become worthy of living. But that's a decision that only God will make. I mean, it's his judgment that matters, and we can't know exactly what his criteria are going to be, but we know what happens if humanity fails. It's the end of human civilization. And that's exactly what's described in the book of Revelation. So don't, you know, look, don't fret about it. You weren't going to be here forever anyway. What matters is what you're doing for your soul. Are you earning your way into heaven? Because if you are, you've got nothing to worry about. Comets or no comets, you need to be focused on your spiritual assets and your inheritance after this world. And maybe, you know, pray to God that you die of natural causes before the comets come. Because we don't know. We don't know when they're going to come. Maybe it's not even in our lifetimes. So whether it is or isn't, you should still focus on your spiritual growth and development and your closeness with God and helping others get red-pilled spiritually also. So that's the takeaway from this. It's not doom and gloom, even though it will literally be the end of this world, but this world is only a simulation. The greater world is beyond this world, and that's what we need to be investing our time and energy in achieving in that world, the world of God's realm, of heaven. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, abundance.church.